Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, citizens, and happy Memorial Day. We're here to talk to you about Gotham Season 3, Episode 20, Pretty Hate Machine. Join us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
She's a maniac on the floor.
Yes, I'm feeling it.
It's karaoke with Joelle.
I've had so much coffee and liquor today, guys. I can't even deny it. It's been a pretty non-stop party as we honor our vets.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Those of you watching us outside America, what you think Memorial Day is exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah. It's just another excuse for Americans to get drunk. And then, like, hopefully, if you have family or friends or loved ones or neighbors, you also remember to be like, hey, thank you for your service.
That's Veterans Day.
Veterans Day. Is today Memorial Day?
Today's Memorial Day.
That's for people who passed in wars,
correct.
Yes? Okay, you can still say thank you for your service. Put a flower on a grave, guys.
I'm not saying tell people thank you for their service. I am saying today is probably the worst day to do it. To those of you listening to the podcast, these voices you're hearing, I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is KAUFMANN.
Hi, guys. I'm Joelle Monique, and you can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com and right now in the chat.
I'm also in the chat. This episode
was not
very much a... I was saying earlier, like, in the hallway, like, this was a talky episode.
It was chatty, but we accomplished a lot through that chat, and so I'm not upset about it.
Definitely, like, I kind of... Like, this episode, and then I'm running back the episode in my mind. I'm like, but a lot happened, though. Like, a bomb blew up. A bomb we've been building towards for, like, 10 weeks. Like, things happened in this episode, but at the same time, I'm like, man, there were a lot of scenes with just Gordon in that coffin.
I mean, let's just throw it out there.
Talking on the radio.
The best thing that happens is Lee is cool again, guys.
Yeah, that is true.
No, Lee is freaking bomb in this episode. Like, you don't have to like any of the things she did, but, man, she is cool doing it.
She is definitely cool doing it. I also... this doesn't throw water on our what we were talking about last week.
No, it doesn't.
It does not throw water on our Harley Quinn theory as much as just...
I mean, we are approaching Mad Love, are we not?
Yeah. This is just Tetch... But this is Tetch Virus Lee. Mm-hmm. That's what we have right now.
Yes.
So, everything else involves the Tetch Virus, except for Oswald and Ivy asking Selina for help.
Yes.
Which, I love Selina being like, sure, why not?
I was going to be like, what's in it for me? Like, what I need is cash and things, or I got to go. I got to split.
Yeah, that is weird. And Nigma, who wants to take down the Court of Owls, Nigma, among all these underworld players we're going to talk about, he's the only one that understands. Like, no, we have to take down the Court of Owls because they're trying to destroy the city.
Mm.
And they actually run the city, whether you're Fish Mooney or Bullock or even, like, the mayor, like, you don't run the city. The Court of Owls runs the city.
We think. Or we thought.
Well, the Parliament of Owls probably runs the city. Or actually runs the city. Or runs the Midwestern territory of the country.
I mean, I don't want to jump too far ahead, but our sensei master dude was like, oh, no, I just use this as a Ponzi scheme. Like, yep. I just needed access to the things they had access to. There's a huge, much larger plan. I'm like, what other secret organization are we about to run into?
No, dude, it's... All the secret organizations are multi-level marketing.
And all right here in Gotham.
He had to recruit 9 friends who had to recruit 9 friends. But he was just somebody else's 9th friend.
I believe it.
I think the Court of Owls is... I can't think of the name of any... The Court of Owls is like Cutco Knives.
Okay, sure. Sure. I buy that.
Or Avon Products.
Mary Kay. Love it.
Legal.
What'd you say?
prepaid legal.
Prepaid legal.
That's another.
Oh boy,
it's another MLN.
Yeah, what I like most about what we learned about the Court of Owls, they're like, "Well, you're gone so much, the panel just had to make a decision that we stand by it."
We Y'all stand
don't
want to by.
Recant or apologize.
We stand by killing the Waynes.
Yeah, like we just lost
in cold blood in front of their child.
If we can believe, he was gonna, you know, tell our story, so we had to kill him. And Bruce is like, "And my mom? We don't feel bad about killing your parents, kid. Just get over it."
Seriously, we're the court. It's like, why are we even doing this?
Knives to our throats. Still don't care. The most interesting thing about this scene is, if it's to be believed, like 9 super influential members of Gotham society just dead.
That is interesting.
Which will hopefully give them a clue next week into who is running this stuff.
Well, I think all the characters we follow that would want to know who already know who. Because Gordon knows.
You know, that's fair.
Gordon knows
aware
who
now.
The court is. Yeah. So Gordon knows who those people were when they died because he's in the room. So it's just a matter of like, well, okay.
I know it's Gotham guys, but I just feel like there's got to be some kind of fallout for that. Like,
there's
got to be one judge on that bench. Like.
But I would love for Enigma, who's trying to figure out the Court of Owls and literally just recently figured out they exist.
Yeah.
I would love for Enigma and the people under Enigma to be like, wow, so 9 high-ranking officials all died within the same, within the same night.
Yeah.
Or they turned up missing or what have you, that, like, I think these were the influential people, so I can, like, run against these people. So Enigma wants to kill Oswald just because he's got a minute.
Love is a powerful drug, y'all.
He's got a free minute before he's got to retake his own city.
I mean, is that even what Enigma's after anymore?
Yeah, he wants to run the whole city.
Interesting. Because I get, beyond the revenge plot, I didn't see Enigma planning for much. I mean, he's smart as hell. Mm. I mean, at least this episode in predicting what Penguin will do. He jumps to some, what I would think if I were in the situation, some outlandish conclusions. They all happen to be right. So, you know, give the guy the benefit of the doubt. It would be interesting to me to see, now that there's just chaos in the streets, if both of them are still hell-bent on having their war.
You would think that they would have to team up now.
You would think.
Or, so, let's get into the real meat of this topic. Fish Nooney came back.
Yes! And she was epic! Brand new outfit, great bodyguards, right? No, hair is laid. And she was like, yeah, I need my Penguin for a minute. And I'm like, for what? I felt the way Penguin looked, which is just, what happened? We were on a very straight course, and we veered so horribly left. I mean, thank you for coming when you did, because otherwise he'd be dead. But
it would be like if your high school bully showed up.
At your job.
At your wedding, and was just like, bro.
Come here.
Bro.
I got some things to tell you.
Bro. Wet Willie.
It was totally like that, just out of the blue, but kind of epic. And also a little bit concerning, because we just introduced so many new elements to, like, with the 2-hour season finale next week.
Fish Mooney existing opens up the whole underworld aspect. Is she back because Doctor Strange told her that the Tetch virus was going to blow up? So she's noticing there's going to be a power vacuum. Mm. And is she just back to take over the city within the anarchy? Or does she genuinely not know, and is she going to learn with everyone next week?
My initial gut reaction was that Fish is back for something for herself. I'm not sure running the city is what she wants. Like, I have a feeling Fish is, like, trying to wash her hands of Gotham, but she needs Penguin for something. Gotham hasn't brought her anything good in a long time. So, short of running the city, I can't see anything that she wants. I'd be happy to have her back, but we know that Jada is probably going to just stay on as a guest, so
of course
she can't be the leader. So she a lot of questions.
I feel like she has a plan.
Mm.
She has a plan that fits into this world that, like, we're not going to see Fish Mooney every week anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that her plan might be, Oswald, you have all the tools to take over the city. I want to run the city, but I want to own the city. I want you to run the city.
That was going to be my next question for you. Is she in Penguin's corner and going to lift him up? Or is she here to get some kind of payback? Or
I would love the respect to what Penguin has done she left.
Yeah.
Of past is the past. Mm-hmm. I was dead, now I'm alive.
I'm doing much better.
I'm, like, everything's great. you have the tools to pick up all the pieces that will... You have the tools to rebuild the shambles that is this city. I don't want to get my hands dirty. I don't want to be here every week. I don't want to do this. But I do want to own the city.
She'll be on, like, an island in Bora Bora, like, just sending text messages, like, yeah, kill that guy, thanks, bye.
So, like, I could see her plan. I'm not saying this is what she'll do, but I could see her plan being something along the lines of, used to hold my umbrella, now you're still going to kind of hold my umbrella, but run the city.
It's a bigger umbrella. It's a promotion.
You're going to hold my umbrella, but this time my umbrella is Gotham.
I'm about that. We'll have to see.
I could see that line, actually. If this is what Fish Mooney wants to see, if this is Fish Mooney's plan, I could see that line literally happening.
Betsy in the chat says it's payback.
Ooh, payback.
Yeah.
What would payback look like, though?
According to Benjamin Slade, maybe she came back to save Penguin. She said she made Penguin, and Penguin spares her life.
Benjamin Slade's saying, I think Falcone's running the city after next week. That is true. Falcone never actually...
He just took a genuine step back. He was like, you know what? This is nuts. I'm still a mob boss. I do my job.
And he never actually ran the city. He reported to the court. He ran a lot of the city. The court still ran the city.
My brain went back to season one. Like, I'm pretty sure he was in charge. But no, you're right. Even then, reporting to the court, I gotcha.
Season one, we only ever followed the underworld. So, of course, he felt like he was in charge. Yes. It's taken this long for us to actually see...
What's going on? Yeah.
The underworld.
It'll be interesting, especially if Penguin and Mooney are there to take out the underworld. He's got a lot of gripes, or to take out the court. Falcone's got a ton of gripes with the court.
Yeah.
It'll be cool if he also showed up and was like, I'm also fighting with Mooney. And so, with all of them trying to take down the court while all of our current running gangsters are out just trying to get the doctor's like experiments. I want there to be a war, is what I'm trying to say.
I absolutely want a war, and it looks like what they're building towards, at least I would hope, would be... Now it's people, and we'll get to the Tech Bomb in a minute, but, like, it's people all in... Like, they've militarized the Tech Virus.
Mm-hmm.
So there are thousands of people who've been infected with the Tech Virus.
That's true.
Those people are probably going to cause anarchy. Mm-hmm. Anarchy's not good for people who want to run the city, if only from the underworld.
It's not keeping things in order, no.
So they're going to... I think they're... Because it's a two-week episode, a two-part episode,
yeah.
I'm sure one part we're going to get in Oswald, Ivy, Bridget, Mr. Freeze, probably Fish Mooney, faction.
Dope.
Faction... initially going after Enigma, but then probably trying to restore order in the city so it can maintain a city. And then we'll similarly get Enigma, Barbara, Tabitha, Selena, probably, Butch. We'll get that faction trying to do the same thing. Those factions eventually turn to each other and go, hold up. We need to have a city to fight over.
Yes.
We need to have a city to fight over, and then they would make one giant underworld faction to help the GCPD, which wouldn't include Gordon, to try to gain control of the city over random citizens infested by the Tech Virus. Like, there's not... Maybe Talons?
I'm really hoping...
Hopefully Talons.
Hopefully Talons.
But you need a bigger bad than just rando biochemical anarchists.
I'm mostly looking forward to Lucius Fox coming back, because we need him in one of the 2 hours next week,
he
right?
He is somewhere making an antidote, right?
He must be.
Right?
Because otherwise we are screwed. I also hope they put the antidote in the water, just because every Batman story where something's released into the river winds up being one of my favorite stories. And I really, like, they went airborne with the bomb. I'd like them to go riverborne with the cure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Speaking of rivers... Gordon was by a river tonight.
He was buried deep in the ground.
Man, like, he was really naive to think Lee wouldn't inject herself with this virus. And I think it's because we've lived with this for a week that we're used to that. That decision is like happenstance to us. To him, this has been less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
Of like, we were all very shocked when this happened last week.
Oh, yeah. At the end, when she just sticks a needle in her neck, I was like, what the hell is happening here?
That I think there was a moment I questioned Gordon's, like, I question how Gordon felt, where he was like, oh, she'll never do it. And I'm like, bro, she totally did it. And I just now had to realize, like, it took me a week to get over the fact she did that.
We are not.
It also took me like literally seasons of this show of saying like, guys, Lee is bad, Lee is bad, Lee is bad. And Lee was so good that it took the Tetch virus to make her bad. Which is just, yeah.
Yeah, I like this idea a lot of a bad Lee, as I said at the start of the show, like the dark hair or the costuming, like evil Lee is great. And I really I really like the way that she kind of takes control. Barry and Gordon was interesting. I know that's the only way to get him to take the virus, but I guess it didn't confuse me.
Well, because
why do I have mixed feelings about this, Steve?
And I think that's why, because Gordon isn't the type of character who's usually in this much peril.
Maybe that is
like
it.
Buried in a coffin. Yeah. Type of peril. Like, he's, you, like, Lee, it's, I like the role reversal, actually, because Lee is normally the distressed one. I'm going to refuse saying damsel, because it, you know, this episode kind of did its best to
avoid
not use
that.
Pronouns.
Sure.
That it, you know, a woman with biological help can then crazily take over for Gordon, and it's also, like, and they always talk about how what's inside of you becomes the worst on the outside of you if you use the Tetch virus. And we've learned that there's love inside of Lee. For
we did
Gordon.
Learn that. And all she's asking for is to be back with him, which I think is a really fun roller coaster ride emotionally for fans, because you get so excited that, like, yes, Lee wants to be back with Gordon because they're a perfectly beautiful couple. And at the same time, the way in which she plans to get back with him, now infected with the Tetch virus, is so violent and upsetting. And, like, to force Gordon to become something he doesn't want to be. Mm-hmm. Particularly, okay, so all we know so far of him after he injects himself is he becomes strong. He's able to break out of the box, which is par for the course. People become very strong. But we see no evil in him. Like, he doesn't attack anybody. He just goes straight for the bomb.
Well, we didn't get enough Tetch Gordon to really...
You know what? It's true, but I really feel like the show is setting up for, like, a guy so pure of heart, the Tetch virus doesn't screw him up. You rolled your eyes so hard at me right there.
Gordon is pure, that pure of heart,
he's
but
so
Lee
pure
isn't.
Of heart.
No. Gordon is pure of heart, but Lee isn't.
Look, Lee is a very beautiful human being, but she keeps a lot of secrets to herself. Like, she keeps a lot of feelings and emotions repressed. So the Tetch virus brings that up. Like,
Gordon, who was an alcoholic,
who purged that side of himself.
But, like,
who had to go through all of his secrets, he had to do all of his apologizing. Like, if Gordon went through a 12-step program, like, he'd have hit all the steps except for maybe accepting a god. Like,
which you shouldn't legally be allowed to do, but you can, it's a whole thing. But, like... I think Gordon, there's something terrible deep down inside of him, like anyone.
Maybe.
That we're going to see before Lucius finds the cure.
I'm putting my foot down. I'm saying we have a pure of heart Gordon.
You're saying Gordon, of all the people in Gotham,
yes.
Is pure of heart.
Yes. There's
but
no
he,
evil
like,
or hate in him anymore. Like, the people that
killed
his family.
He killed a cop, though.
Wait, which cop did he kill? Take me back.
He went to Union Station and he... I'll say he maimed a cop. He picked up... He threw a cop across the room with his super Tetch strength. He is not pure of heart. It's gonna be...
He was a little impatient and moved a person a little more strongly than he needed to out of the way.
Ivan Soto has 2 points.
Okay.
We saw Gordon fight Bullock in the promo. Also, Gordon has killed in cold blood. Both of these things are true. How could he possibly be pure of heart?
Because he's so beautiful to me. I love Ben. I just want Gordon to be good.
It's just...
Just no.
It's just one tree hill for you.
Yes, forever and ever.
It's the OC for you. It's, I got my shows that this actor's from confused.
And he's beautiful, and he should be pure of heart, but maybe not. We'll see.
We will definitely...
Ken's like, you're wrong, and we're going to see you next week.
We're wrong. You're wrong, but we're going to wait.
Okay.
We're going to wait and see on the wrong. I didn't think he was going to take the Tetch virus.
Mm. I was shocked that he took it. Like, genuinely shocked, because it didn't seem like they were too far away, but also when you're running out of air, you probably do anything to survive. So I wasn't upset that he took it, but I definitely was shocked. Mm-hmm.
It's going down in the chat right now, so I do have to bring it up.
Is it the Harley Quinn stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
All the Harley Quinn and Lee stuff. I think any time, and there is something to be said, mm-hmm. and it happened, it was mentioned in this chat by Alexis Powell.
Thank you.
That anytime a woman starts to be crazy in this show, people start calling them Harley Quinn.
You know what?
It happened with Barbara, but Barbara took a lot of style from Harley Quinn.
Sure, absolutely. The and blonde, the kind of quirky head bobbing thing that
I think Lee is taking a proper evolution of her character.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say something stupid, and I'm like, it's Gotham. I was about to say, I don't think they're ever going to have somebody directly mapping Harley Quinn. And I'm like, nope, don't say that, Steve. There's a real good chance that Jerome's already there. There's a real good chance that someone's going to, a woman is going to fall at the feet of Jerome and, have a lot of those traits.
He's definitely set up to have, we've seen a lot of hero worship with Jerome and his death and all of this throughout Gotham. So one woman rising up to try to match that would not shock me. It would totally fit in the Gotham mythos. But there are tons of crazy men, and we don't always equate them to some other character when we see them in this show. But I think fans' desires for Harley Quinn is so high that they're just looking at any woman who could potentially be her and be like, can we please get some Harley Quinn out of this? We want to see it. It's one of the things across Batman, mythos and legends, outside of one cartoon and kind of Batman Beyond 2, so maybe 2, and the comic book series, you get so little Harley Quinn, and she's such a fan favorite. I think it's frustrating for people, especially when you have a long-running series like Gotham, where you could easily put her in if you wanted to. It wouldn't be hard to write a Harley Quinn-esque character for the show.
I would argue Barbara is a Harley... Barbara became a Harley Quinn-esque character type on the show, and two, there's not a Joker on this show. There's Jerome. So
you say. I feel like headcanon has such a heavy line.
No, this is what I'm saying. Gotham has its own canon. They can have a nurse or just Lee be worshipping at the feet of Jerome and doing similar things to Harley Quinn and not be named Harley Quinn.
They absolutely can.
That would be the most fitting thing for this television show.
Let me put it this way. Where Lee is at currently, she has very slim Harley Quinn properties.
Yes.
And it would be fine if she didn't become the audience's version of Harley Quinn. Because to me, she's something much darker at this point. Like, Harley tends to be like a Holly Golightly-esque character, where she's not really worried about much. And Lee's so bogged down in emotion and past and drama that Harley sometimes gets into, but it takes a long time to build that in her character. I really would like Lee to be kind of closer to an Enchantress type. She's just a super dark, angry bee of a lady.
Yeah. Anything else we can say is going to border on predictions, so we should...
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
We're going to circle back.
We'll get back.
We're going to circle back to all of what's about to happen next week. What happened this week was Lil Wayne came back to Gotham. He went into the Court of Owls with the shaman, who is obviously running the Court of Owls.
Yes. He called himself the leader.
We talked a bit about this, but two things happened here where the shaman made the order instead of Lil Wayne.
We have a lot of questions about this. Last week we predicted, we were trying to figure out, is Bruce in control and he's misleading this guy? Is he, Get Out, where he's in the sunken place and he's trying really hard to fight against the orders he's being given, or is he just fully under? And I had a thought for each, throughout this entire episode. At the end when he's refusing to press the button, I'm like, sunken place maybe. And then further after that, when Alfred shoots guy and he's like, no, what are you doing? You ruined it. You're too late. And I'm like, so are you really under it? Because right now, I can't see a reason for him to stay undercover.
I don't think it's sunken place as much as it's legit brainwash.
So he has been consumed by this guy.
What the shaman fed him is the mythos we understand to be Batman. Is that this city needs a knight. This city needs a warrior.
Mm-hmm.
This city needs you and you alone, the last son of Gotham, to defend it by destroying it and then building it back up so you can defend it. That part's here, but so I think this show did a good job of putting that in his head really early.
Mm-hmm.
That regardless of how he felt about actually pushing the button on the Tetch Virus, and if he would have actually pushed the button on the Tetch Virus, they did a great job of showing us how that idea got incepted and implanted into his mind, but B, that he believes that idea. So the person, so the person who gave him that idea is someone that's going to be tried and true to him, even if he doesn't 100% agree with him every step of the way.
Here's the thing. Okay, so I like this theory, but it also bums me out a little bit as a Batman fan. Like, what I love about Batman is this is... it's kind of, it's his decision. Like, the fact that he chooses to become Batman, besides, despite all this adversity that he's going to face, despite all the money he has, the fact that he could do literally anything else, what he wants to do is protect his city in this way. It's kind of cool that the idea might have been implanted, and then it makes a little more, like, it doesn't feel as pure of heart, you know? It takes a little bit of gusto out of my sails for Batman if... some evil guy put implanted the idea of Batman in his head, as opposed to, like...
But is Shaman completely evil?
Aside from... we don't know, I guess. I mean, we saw him kill 9 people in cold blood tonight, but...
but we saw him kill 9 people in cold blood who were the thesis for the whole show, who were the... they were the antagonists for this whole show.
We think, they kind of...
No, no, those... they admitted it. Those 9 people made the... those 9 people... made the ruling that both the Waynes must die in front of the kid.
Sure. Yeah.
That was the pilot of the episode. That was the pilot of this show, which I think we should... I think this show just went so off the rails in a good way that we need to point out there are no mysteries or secrets about the thing that was in the pilot.
That's fair. That's fair.
The thing that took 2.5 seasons to truly unravel... the thing that a lesser show would have spent 12 seasons. 12 seasons. Monster of the Week. Monster of the Week.
Yeah.
Monster of the Week. Ooh, we found out an assassin who built a bomb for the guy. Mm-hmm. And they're all in San Francisco. I'm making Monk references. But, like, the tried and true...
sorry, I thought about Monk in forever.
but, like, the tried and true old school television,
yes,
model would for this show would be... Gordon working with Lil Wayne would have Monster of the Week, Monster of the Week, Monster of the Week. There'd be minutes, maybe 10 minutes a week actually dedicated to them slowly moving forward to who burned him. They're all USA shows, guys. But I want to point out that this show got so much better that the thing that should have been the catalyst for the whole show and been a huge slow burn has been found out for weeks at this point, like probably close to 10 weeks now. Like,
the big mystery is over and they've started pretty nicely a new one.
Yeah,
of, like, who is legitimately running Gotham City, because at this point it's helter skelter. It appeared, we know that the court was powerful enough to make the call to kill the oldest family in Gotham, but they have also been infiltrated for years by a leader who was just offhandedly using them. He's like, oh yeah, I'm their leader, but don't worry about that, that's not my real job. So obviously, the question is, who is it? And without getting too far ahead, we know that Bruce has been sent off to find a demon head now. I saw someone earlier.
I thought the demon head was like a gargoyle on a building to where he can find Ra's al Ghul. I don't think he's finding a demon.
Here's the thing. It could be metaphorical. Like, you know, you're looking for the demon head. A gargoyle would be cool if it's in with Batman lore. I thought Etrigan... the demon. I thought maybe there's something with him. Etrigan would be a really good fit for the show. Do we see Etrigan on here, or am I being crazy?
I don't think...
okay, all right, cool. Couldn't remember. It would be really dope to see Etrigan come up into this world. He's like a lifelong friend of Bruce. A lot of times in the comic books, he comes out to help out of nowhere. He's great with demon stuff. And we finally get to what I've always wanted for this show, magic! because I love it, and it's the one thing missing from Gotham. Maybe Raj. The people in chat were saying Raj earlier.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to see him, but we'll
Ken
see.
Ken from Chicago says Ra's al Ghul literally means the demon head.
Oh, well, then y'all just stole all my thunder. It's
Ra's al Ghul. It's, okay, they cast Ra's. We know it's Ra's. We know, like...
I really like Etrigan, guys. I wanted to see him, but that's fine, too. Raj,
we can always do Etrigan however we do. However we get to Etrigan, we can get to Etrigan.
Okay.
Alfred was in some peril this week.
And he kicked butt!
Oh, man.
It's just really great to see Alfred, like, pulling Batman stunts with a tie on the roof. I was like, damn, Alfred, get it!
One question. Do we think that this devalues Doctor Strange in any way?
I think you're going to kill fans with your Doctor Strange theories. Doctor Strange?
I mean Hugo Strange.
Okay.
Hugo Strange, who happens to be a doctor.
I was thinking you were talking about the Doctor, and it got very confusing in here for a moment.
No.
We're rolling it all back.
No. Do we think that the way Alfred the butler, granted, a badass butler, but a butler nonetheless, is able to manhandle Doctor Strange, devalues Doctor Strange, or is Doctor Strange a Lex Luthor type who has no literal might or force?
And I hate when they make Hugo Strange buff. I'm like, what is happening here?
Okay,
he's like a mental dude.
That's how I feel too, but the best way to present it was this way, that like, because I'm...
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta watch a show and see where the comments would... see what the comments would look like, essentially. And I just pictured Alfred holding one of the best Batman villains by his tie over a roof.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I'm like, wait, but, like, that's Hugo Strange, though.
Yeah.
Like, that... But at the same time, like, Hugo Strange shouldn't be buff, shouldn't be muscular, shouldn't be a fighter. He's a talker. He's a scientist. He's a mad scientist.
And we see him talk his way out of this situation. He's like, you could kill me either way. I have no way of trusting you, so why should I give you anything? He's like, look, you go down that fire escape if you give me what I need to know. which works out great. I love having Hugo Strange out of prison. Like, he needs to be out there screwing things up because it's amazing. And BD Wong is easily one of my favorite actors on TV.
BD Wong has been stalking me. I'm just saying.
Like, on the internet?
No, because I cover Mr. Robot. I covered season one of Mr. Robot. I was already covering season one of Gotham, and then season two of Gotham, he shows up after I'd cover season one of Mr. BD Wong. If you're going to stalk me, you should come in here. And
he just started following
interview.
The Black Girl Nerds, and he sometimes sends us good morning messages, and they're the highlights of our week.
So you should DM him so he can come in and talk to us.
I should DM him. Let
either
me
about
him
Gotham or about Mr. Robot. Either
literally
or.
Literally, whatever you want to talk about Mr. Stuff. Wong, like, even if we could just get him here for like a spotlight on, that'd be dope. Yeah, so I'm excited to see him out running, Alfred shooting people in the neck, taking people down in police stations. It's thrilling. And like I said, one of my favorite things about this show is the fact that Alfred is not some old biddy just getting Bruce to school. He's literally beginning his training to become Batman. That's exciting. It builds a relationship between the two of them that I think is missing from a lot of comic books. You know, a lot of times he's just a surrogate father, and I think he's much, much more than that. And it's thrilling to see him in action.
Sam Jones in the chat just said Gotham should take a note from Arrow, and I stopped reading.
Oh!
Gotham should be Gotham.
I kind of like the rest of that statement. For fairness to Sam, is a bunch of former Spartacus cast members. Lol.
I did read the whole sentence, but
the comedy worked well. I also happen to agree with the sentiment, though. Hire actors that can fight. Bring them in. It would be awesome.
I think he meant people who look good with their shirt off. But
oh, well, I'm also okay with sexy people.
That's not entirely Gotham to me.
No, sexiness is kind of weird in Gotham. Like, you can be intimately sexy, and that's it. You can't be just showy sexy for fun. That's weird.
I saw Intimate Sexy at Stagecoach. They weren't great.
Get out of here. <It's> so stupid.
You know I had that one loaded up. I'm just thinking of...
Oh, God. You're killing me.
So, let's get to the bomb.
Okay, let's do it. First of all, red gas bomb is so classic Batman.
Oh, man.
It just looks good on screen. It felt comic booky, and I love when the show, like... they're talking... the chat earlier about how the show is kind of corny and how that makes the show better. I happen to agree, and I really enjoy the red smoke bomb. I also like that it went off because we were both shocked when it goes off. I thought for sure someone's going to get there in the nick of time. Gordon's going to just like punch the bomb and that'll be it. I assumed it would not go off, but it does, which leads to an amazing season finale.
Which is, you would think the bomb would be the season finale. the bomb
going off and then we're left.
We're literally going to spend 2 hours next week dealing with the fact that the bomb went off. And there's not going to be time travel. The bomb's going to happen. There's going to be complete anarchy. You have a Tetch virus, Gordon, a Tetch virus, Lee. We have Tetch who might get out and probably join that underworld.
I love Tetch so much, I hope he gets
that
out.
That underworld clamoring. Michael Chiklis' character, the commissioner.
The judge, punisher, judgment?
Yes. That guy, he's...
Yes.
He's
judge,
out of,
jury, executioner.
Yes. He wound up out of... He never made it back to Arkham, so he's out there.
He sure is.
Emo Bruce is still out there.
He sure is.
They're all out there.
Fish Mooney is back, so she's out there. Falcone is out there.
They never told us how many Talons there are.
That is also true.
There are 5 to 1 million Talons.
Somewhere between 5 and 1 million.
A number between 5 and 1 million? That's how many Talons there are. And I made up 5 million. It could be 10 million.
How many Talons does a Falcon have? Like 6? 3? I don't know birds, but hopefully that's... I just want there to
number.
Be how many Talons.
There's just... It, disproportionate. There's an inordinate, unknown number of talons. Not to mention tetravirus people. There are at least 10,000 tetravirus people. It's all going down next week.
Like, look, it's Gotham, and so we already know that they have our backs. Like, every time I'm like, there's no way they pull Gotham comes through. But, man, I just don't see how they give me a satisfying end, wrap up, like, the majority of these loose ends. Not all, because you need another season, but the majority of them have to build to some point. Where are we going with this? Is it all-out war, or is it just crazy city and Bruce is one step closer to being Batman?
I think you asked the key question here, which is, where do you think all of this is headed? Some may call that a prediction.
Oh! I was hoping that would just lead into prediction music, but it didn't.
There you go.
There it is!
And now, you're after Buzz.
Yes.
Ivan Soto, thank you for the... Barnes is the executioner. He's still out there. It's a two-hour season finale. I'm usually a bit better. Well, do we find out about the Parliament of Owls next week? Go.
No, because next week we'll be focused on assassins and Ra's al Ghul's crew.
So do we meet Ra's al Ghul next week?
It's so hard with the 2 hours. With an hour, I feel like we can make it much stronger for you. But with 2 hours and not knowing, and every week Gotham takes us in a crazy different place.
Yep.
Because I want it, I'm going to say yes.
That feels post-credity. They cast the person.
Yeah.
And when they cast the person, the next season wasn't a guarantee.
Sure.
So they would have had to shoot something with him for it. That feels post-credity.
Do you think episode 1 or episode 2 of next week? I would like to see episode 1, because then we get some build with Bruce and Raj and how does that work out, and that lead us nicely into the next season. But I don't know.
Does Lucius Fox find an antidote?
Lucius Fox better just be in one of these episodes. That's all. Like, whether he finds the antidote or not, somebody... Ooh, great point. I'm so sorry I can't remember who it was. Someone in the chat said Poison Ivy could also potentially find the cure for this.
That is true.
We haven't seen her do a lot of, like, chemistry cure things. She's experimenting to get certain reactions, not to counter things. In science, we know that might be challenging. But it's Poison Ivy and it's Gotham, so who knows what could happen.
So, I guess my real question is, do they find an antidote by the end of the finale?
They got to. Because a crazed city for 2 plus hours if we move into the next season. It just seems like a lot, but I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I would much rather see a city recovering from the time where they were all crazy than a city that's just crazy. Like, that... A city that's just crazy, anything can happen at any time. Like,
yes.
There's not as much potential for story as much as just a bunch of people walking around like, man, that red smoke bomb happened. And I just, like, walked into my office and snapped my boss's neck. Like, I would never do that in real life. I would only ever fantasize about it. But the evil in me. And, yeah. Okay, I've never actually asked this. Do you think Lil Wayne has been faking it? Brainwash-wise with the shaman?
I don't think so. Based off what I saw this episode, I don't think so. I want to believe he's faking it because that's what my Batman would do. But they treated Wayne like a child, and this would be trying to avoid brainwashing, especially as a kid who's perceptible to a lot of things, who's seeking revenge for the horrible incident he had to view. It would be hard to be mentally strong enough to avoid being brainwashed. And his reaction after Alfred shot him, shot the person, Sensei, I'm gonna get it. I just don't think he's faking it. I think he's actually brainwashed, and it'll be interesting for me to see how he gets out of that. Does he remove his mother's pearl from the jewelry box?
I don't think he's 100% brainwashed. I don't think he would have ever actually pushed the button and started off that bomb. I don't think he would have ever actually made the order to kill 9 people, regardless of what those 9 people did to him in his childhood, ultimately in the path of his life. I think there's enough of him that's untrapped. There's enough of his mind that's untrapped. He's not completely in the sunken place. The part that he latched onto is the part that he's probably going to latch onto for the rest of his life, is that you need to be the hero. You need to be the defender. You need to be the Dark Knight. And that's the part that he's latching onto that's clouding the fact that a lot of it is utter garbage. And I guess Ra's al Ghul somehow shows him that it's utter garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But then that gets really weird, because if the shaman sends him to Ra's al Ghul and the shaman wasn't necessarily a good guy, Ra's al Ghul's probably not necessarily a good guy.
Well, he's chaotic neutral. Yeah. To be fair, Raj has a plan. He usually, when you see Raj, he's there to help Gotham or help build a new city or help a people. But the collateral damage of that, whatever his goal is, he doesn't really care. He's like, if people got hurt along the way for me to do good, I'm fine with it. You know, if some people got to die so I can live a little longer, I'm okay with it.
That is true. Like,
so,
but that's not where Wayne would fit in. So I'm curious.
Well,
where
no,
we
but
would...
he might be fooled long enough, as older Batman was, into believing that he's fighting for the right cause. Especially, I mean, Ra's connections to magical powers and all sorts of things. If he has the cure. If it's not Ivy or Fox, but Ra's, who's able to cure the city from the bomb, which would make sense since they set the bomb off and what they're looking for is destruction and then order. I think Bruce would highly look upon that man and be like, oh my gosh, you saved an entire city. Look at how much good you can do. Even though, and then Ra's could easily spin a lie of like, that guy was nuts. He wasn't even really with us. I don't know what he was thinking.
Okay. And then we'll have predictions at large. Do you think Lee, when an antidote, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be an antidote by the end of a two-hour episode, do you think Lee takes the antidote?
Oh, boy. I hope not. I've really enjoyed this Lee. She is ferocious and funny and, like, a little twisted. And she's been much more exciting to watch than any Lee we've had. Not to the actress's discredit. I think she's been doing a fine job of the material she's been given. But this is just so much more dynamic than just sad, moody Lee. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, if she was cured, maybe she deals with her problems. And she's back together with Gordon, which would be cute. But I kind of am enjoying her as a villain.
I'm also enjoying her as a villain. I feel like they've made her such a true... Like, they've made her such a true good character that... They need to have the Tetch virus in her to have her go the route that I think we all know she's going.
Yeah.
Predictions at large.
I think we see Alfred do more badass stuff next week, which I'm really looking forward to. I don't think Jim stays under the influence for too long, but it will be interesting to see how Harvey handles things. Handles things on his own. Because Jim, even when Jim's in the casket, he's like helping solve crimes. Totally. It's probably over there. With Jim out of commission, Harvey's going to be on his own running the police force. It's going to be helter skelter. So I'm interested to see that. And Ivy was strangely loyal to Penguin this episode. I know that they're working together, but she had an out when, right before Enigma comes in, she could have run with Selena. And she's like, well, I can't leave Penguin. And I'm like, can't you? Why? What's going on? Like, did I miss... Am I forgetting something?
I think Penguin... She was latched to Selena, and now she's latched to Penguin. She's just...
Yeah.
She's a child enough in the sense that she would latch.
Interesting. So Penguin is gone now because he's with Mooney.
Penguin is with Fish. Whatever. Yeah. So whatever Fish is doing, Penguin's there.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see Ivy kind of come out on her own. I want to see Ivy do some stuff. It'd be cool if she could team up with, like, Freeze and Firefly and try to run things on her own. I don't think she'd be very successful, but I'd love to see her try.
Okay. All right, let me get out my tinfoil hat real quick. I think there's going to be the Underworld against the Talons.
Okay.
While the city's in complete disarray with the Red Smoke Bomb.
Sure.
People have been mentioning the Red Smoke Bomb possibly, like, an allusion to Bane. I think the Tetch virus is its own thing, but I like the allusion that they're making to Bane and...
The Tetch virus should at least lead to a new villain. I will say that.
I do agree that whether that's Lee or whether that's a couple people or whether that's similar to how season two ended with Indian Hill just letting out a bunch of people.
Yeah.
That maybe by the end... Ultimately, from the GCPD side, from the Law and Order side, the GCPD is going to find an antidote and get a hold of this, but there's going to be pockets of just crazy. Pockets of Tetch. Pockets of everything that they're going to spend this off season and then the pilot of season four and like parts of season four still dealing with the residual outcome of, yeah, we have an antidote and we can get people, but now we have to like literally kick in doors to go and find these people.
Yeah.
So I think season four would be part that, and then there's going to be very powerful villains based on this Tetch virus.
Mm.
Once again, it's Gotham. They need to be beatable villains. they can't be full-fledged villains or it won't go down.
Yeah.
I think the Underworld's going to fight. I think Butch and Tabitha are obviously going to turn on Barbara at some point.
Oh, man. What will
that was well set up today.
Not only was it well set up, but we also see Butch kind of missing Mooney when he is like, gosh, you always got to make an entrance. And Tabitha's like, the hell are you talking about? I make entrances. I would be interested to see them try to team up with Mooney or something even. I think they'll have to join another team. I can't see the two of them just on their own.
No. I think the underworld will also be shattered, and I wouldn't be shocked if someone like Fish Mooney rose from those ashes.
Totally.
Or... yeah, or somebody...
or even Butch would look real good next to Falcone.
Yeah. Also, Falcone can rise from... like, Falcone's still around. Who can actually run the city? And then, like, the whole underworld, and then the Law and Order side, they're going to fix everything, and that's how they're going to move forward. I think Lil Wayne's going to be working with Ra's al Ghul, and he's going to be training to be Batman for a really long time.
Emo Bruce Wayne dies.
Also, Alfred, I'm not going to recant that. I said that last week. I'm going to stand by it.
Oh, boy.
I think that about wraps us up.
Yes. I think we have to get out of here. Oh, gosh. I'm excited for the finale next week, though. Should be fun.
Me too.
All right. I'm Joel Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joel Monique every week at blackgirlnerds.com. Every Wednesday at Schmoes No. I have a review for the latest Telltale Walking Dead game, A New Frontier. It's on blackgirlnerds.com. Please check that out. If you haven't played today and tomorrow, perfect days to play before the new release is dropped tomorrow. Chapter 5 should be fun. Also, check my interview with W. Kamau Bell from United Shades of America. He's doing that show on CNN. That interview is on Black Girl Nerd's podcast. I have a Schmoes movie fight tomorrow with MFI team Night Sisters, so check that out too.
And I'm Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That's KAUFMANN. I don't have nearly as much to go. I am on the show that shall not be named. We are a Harry Potter themed improv group. I believe our next show is June 9th at KidCon in Pasadena.
Fine.
Also, this Sunday is WWE's Extreme Rules. That's happening. I'm going to be here talking about it. But also this Sunday is the Leftover series finale.
Oh!
It's going to be a weird night for me, guys. I'll also be back here for the season finale of Gotham. Also, Better Call Saul. I tweet about my shows regularly. Thank you, and good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.